This is a short exercise in connecting with the things that you value most in the world and who you are as a person. It's an exercise that requires you to use your imagination. So let go of judgment, open your heart and your mind, and see where you go. First, find a comfortable position to sit in, one that allows you to be both relaxed and alert, preferably with your spine straight but not rigid, your head balanced and shoulders relaxed. Gently close your eyes if this is comfortable, or just lower your gaze if you prefer. And just spend a few moments reminding yourself of your motivation for doing this practice, setting your intention to, as best you can, follow the instructions given. And remind yourself of the foundational attitudes of practice: patience, non-judging, and kindness towards yourself. And now, using the powers of your imagination, I want you to project yourself forward some time into the future and to imagine that there is a significant birthday or celebration being held in your honor. And so it might be your 30th birthday, or your 40th, or your 50th, or maybe you're 80 years old and it's a celebration of your life. Whichever you choose, this is an event that celebrates and honors your life, who you are as a person, and all that you have stood for in your life. The most important people in your life are there: family, parents, children, friends, colleagues, whomever has mattered the most to you throughout your life. Imagine this celebration in any way that you want. Some people's imaginations make very vivid pictures, like watching television, and others might hear voices or just different words. Whatever way you imagine this is just fine. There's no right or wrong way to do this. And that means what you imagine doesn't have to be logical. If people are older or younger than they really are, that's fine. You decide who comes to your party: friends, colleagues, family, pets. There's no rules. And so the celebration of your life continues, and there has been much joy and celebration and laughter, conversations with your friends and family and other special people. And I want you to imagine that one of those people, someone you really care about, someone important to you, stands up to make a speech about you. And they talk about the person that you are and what you have meant to them, and the kinds of things that you stood for in your life, and what it is about you that they're celebrating at this gathering. Imagine that they speak from the heart and that they really feel what they say. Imagine that the things that they say about you are the things that you would most like to hear them say. What kinds of feelings are you having now as they're saying these things about you? And now I want you to imagine that another person that you really care about, a family member, a friend, or other member of your community, they stand up to make a celebration of life toast in your honor. And they talk about the kinds of things that you have achieved in your life, and what it has meant for those who love you to know you, and the kind of life that you have lived. Imagine that they really speak from the heart, and that the things that they say about you and the life that you've lived are the kinds of things that you would most like to hear them say. And just notice what it is that you're feeling now as they're saying these things about you. And now take a moment to reflect on what you've heard and to consider this. What have you learned about your values? What does this tell you about what really matters to you? What things are people you truly value in your life? Take a moment to write down anything that particularly catches your attention, anything of note that you'd like to remember. And if you've noticed anything important about the things that matter to you deep in your heart, hold on to this. Hold it close to you as we move into the next exercise on values and commitment.